Okay, so this is the fourth part of our series. And in the last interview, Nellie described the Jewish family that her parents had initially had as tenants, and how her father and mother courageously assisted them in their escape and concealed them when the Gestapo came. And that story ended where the Gestapo said that we will come back. But luckily, they were able to secrete them out of the their hiding, and find her father, through his contacts in the resistance, was able to find alternative lodging for them. Now, this story is another story of a Jewish lady that her mother, Nellie's mother, saved. Perhaps so you can give us a sense of this story. Who was this person, and how did you come to know her, and what were the circumstances?
They were friends of the tenants.
Of the tenants.
And we were friends.
I see.
You know. And her husband and her son had been picked off the street, and she never saw them again.
Okay. I mean, they were just walking down. Her husband and her son were just walking down the street.
And the Germans, you know, show your papers. Hmm. Show your papers. You're Jewish. Because I was in the trolley.
Right.
And the Germans stopped the trolley.
Oh,
they wanted to check everybody.
They were with you? The father and the son were with you in the
trolley? No. Oh. No, that's just an example of what happens sometimes. I was in the trolley, and everybody out, and they want to check everybody. They just look at you. You over there. Mm-hmm. They looked at me, and they say, keep going.
I see.
But there were other people there to stand there.
You didn't look Jewish. You were lucky. You looked Belgian.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because when I came here, they thought I was Jewish.
Oh, I see. Well, it may have saved your life, actually, when you were in Belgium. Anyway, that was what life was like. At any moment, you could be stopped and arrested.
Exactly.
Even if you're on a trolley, they unpack the trolley. Some people are sent left, other people are sent right. And so you say that's what happened to this poor woman's husband and her son. Just one day they could have been in a trolley, they could have been walking down the streets. Show me your papers, says this.
That's right.
This officer. They have it's obvious that they're Jewish.
Right.
Maybe did people have to wear Jewish stars?
Yes.
Okay. So
you
maybe
had to wear, because I told my friends, you know, the girl from upstairs. I said, why do you have to wear this star?
This yellow star.
Yes, that would say Jew.
Juden, right?
Yes, and she says, well, they told us we have to do that. I said, but why? You know, then right away they know you are Jewish.
Hmm.
So anyhow.
So they picked them up. Okay. Did she come to your family or you when her husband and son were picked up? Was she crying, hysterical? Did you talk to her that day that they went missing? Your friend.
Yes.
Did you talk to her the day that her son and her husband disappeared?
Oh no.
No.
She was afraid. Because, you know, they knew that, you know, you have friends here, you have friends there. But she was a friend of my mother.
I see.
And she happened to be with my mother downstairs.
When what happened?
Well, when the Gestapo came.
Oh, so she was just visiting. And she was just visiting with your mother, this lady.
She was
visiting your mother.
Visiting my mother.
Do you remember her name at all?
No.
You don't remember. So they were sitting like in the parlor having tea and just talking.
Exactly. And then the doorbell rang, and my mother could see, you know, halfway to the street, and she could see a car. And she said, uh-oh, there they are. And that's when I told her, she moved the sofa, opened the door, and there was the coal bin.
This is in the living room.
Yes.
They're in the parlor, and she goes to the living room. She moves the sofa, and there's a coal bin.
And open the door, because all you could see is the wallpaper, and there's a line like this.
Right.
And that's a door.
A secret door, kind of?
No. But you have to pay attention.
I see.
And say, oh, that looks like there's a door there.
I see.
And then she told the lady to get in the coal bin, and she covered her with
coal.
Coal, just enough for her to breathe.
My God.
She said, don't make a sound.
But meanwhile, the Gestapo are banging on the door?
Right, right.
How could she do that? It must have taken a few minutes to...
Well, she did as fast as she could.
My God.
And then, she opened the door to them. And then when they came again looking.
Well, so they just come in very loud. Where's your father? He's out at work during this time?
No, I told you my father was retired. And he was there.
He was there.
Yes.
Okay, so in they come, and what do they say?
Well, they say, we're coming looking for Jews.
I see.
And that's when, I don't understand why you say Jews all the time. He said, because we don't have any Jews here.
I see. Was it the same people that came before, or another people?
That I don't know.
I see. So they start looking around the house. And?
Well, they looked all over.
They go upstairs, they go downstairs. Well, how come they didn't see the coal bin? Or did they see the coal bin?
Well, they couldn't see the coal bin because my mother had closed the door, put a sofa in front of it, and that was it.
It never dawned on them it could be behind the sofa?
No.
It's really miraculous that, given how vicious and how powerful they were...
Oh, yes.
That they didn't...
And they are ruthless.
And ruthless.
Ruthless.
And did they have some reason to believe that there was a lady here having tea with your mother?
No, they didn't know that.
It's a routine check. Is that right? A routine check at household. They just come by.
Right.
But it's extraordinary. They didn't look behind the sofa. What would they have done? They would have taken her away and sent her to the concentration camp.
Probably.
Now, what would have happened to your family? Maybe nothing. It was just a first offense. You weren't, and they didn't know you were protecting these Jewish family. As far as they know, your mother was having tea with a Jewish lady. Would that have been a criminal offense? Would they have shot you for that, or no?
Well, that you hide.
Oh, that you hide. If they had found her in the coal bin,
yes.
that would have been something very different. Yeah. So what happened then? Then they couldn't find anybody, and they left.
They left.
Then what happened?
Well, they come back automatically, keep coming back. And what happened is...
Excuse me, Nelly. Immediately in this episode, she's in the coal bin, remember?
Right.
She's covered just
yes.
enough to breathe.
Right.
The Nazis leave.
Right.
So what happens next? Your mother then says they're gone.
Yes.
She comes out of the coal bin.
Right.
Covered with coal.
Right.
Probably terrified, right? what happens then? She runs out the door? She
well,
goes the back?
Well, then my mother, say, now, clean yourself up. She
takes a shower?
No, she just cleaned her face and all that, and that was it. And then she says, well, I better get out of here.
And then she goes out the front door?
Yes, but that much later.
Later in the evening or something?
Yes.
I see. And did you ever see her again?
Not me. I don't know if she came. Because that's when my mother told you that she said, you better stay alive because you're going to be a witness when these people come back. Because they went up to the attic. Remember I told you about the attic?
Yes.
So they were going to come back and take everything that was in the attic. And that she said, if the people come back for their stuff and it's not there anymore, you are a witness because you knew that the Gestapo came here.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, yes, they came and took everything out of there. Yeah.
So you're right. Your mother was concerned that there be a... history that your family had done its very best to protect the possessions of the Jewish family that
exactly.
had lived here, and you wanted your friend to be able,
right.
who was Jewish also. So, but then she left, and as far as you know, you never saw her again.
No.
And you don't know whether your mother did as well.
I don't know.
I see. Well, it's a very poignant story, and that concludes this episode of it.